PIN numbers, special keypads, your mother's maiden name, just some of the things you might be asked for when logging onto your bank account online. Well, soon it could be all about your veins, the ones in your fingers in particular. That's because the British bank Barclays has come up with a device that does something called finger vein authentication. You put your finger into the device, it checks your veins are actually yours, and then it gives you access to your bank account. Well, I had a few questions about this, as you might imagine, and luckily Michael Muller, the head of cash management at Barclays, came in earlier to answer them.
This device will actually give you access to your banking applications by just putting your finger into a little reader. And we use near-infrared light to detect the vein pattern in your finger, which is unique to yourself and will then allow you to access online banking applications and so on and so forth.
Okay, well, we're sitting in the studio together. The device is here with us. The device is it's about the size of a tennis ball. It's white. It has the Barclays logo on top. It has a space for somebody to put their finger in. It's attached to a laptop. Why don't you talk me through what I need to do? So I want to log on and access my bank account. What do I do?
Well, first of all, you will receive the device together with a little SIM card, which is personalized to yourself. The device will require a short registration process. So you put your finger in a few times. We've done that before the interview.
Yep. So I'm going to put my forefinger on my left hand in, rest it within the device, and then you're going to hit the login button on the Barclays account website, and it's saying finger is detected, verification in process, and I'm in. So I'm into my dummy Barclays bank account, which sadly doesn't seem as though there's much money in it at the moment, but I am at least in. At the moment, it's all about business customers. Are you hoping one day that all your retail customers will be using this?
We are quite confident that biometric devices will actually play a bigger role in internet banking security, and finger vein is a very secure way of accessing banking applications. So yes, we are looking into that.
Are you introducing this because you are still losing lots of money in online banking?
Well, cybercrime is obviously a big topic in all industries today. And we believe it offers a good balance of a very high security solution on the one hand, but very easy access and workflows on the other.
You can get retina scanning now. You can get all sorts of devices which detect someone's face. Is this perhaps on the slightly old-fashioned side at this point?
We don't think so. We believe that this is an interesting opportunity for our customers to access their bank accounts in a very secure way. I think one of the main advantages of this application is actually that the unique pattern of the veins in your finger, they can't be replicated. They're unique to yourself, and therefore it's a very secure device.
Michael Muller from Barclays there. Well, we wanted a second opinion, so I spoke to Robert Schifrin. He's a former hacker, now a computer security consultant, an academic. I asked him what this could mean for the future of online banking security.
We're on the verge of a big breakthrough and a big change in the way we use technology. All these wearable technologies coming in, which means we're probably going to have heart monitors linked up to ourselves and smart watches and so on, and things we wear. And it's a strange time to be bringing in new biometric security, as it's called, when we're all probably going to start wearing the hardware suit anyway.
Well, this is it, isn't it? It's sort of a bit odd to bring in something like this when things are supposed to be getting a bit easier, smaller, a bit more portable and, yeah, attached to us.
Yes, I mean, we've got the iPhone 6 coming out soon. We've got lots of little devices that you wear, all sorts of things that will monitor your heart rate when you're jogging, all sorts of technology we're going to start wearing, you know, intelligent clothes and so on, that can probably provide lots more clues about who we really are without having to carry lots of extra devices. So I'm surprised they haven't waited for that.
Yeah, I mean, would you be worried about your finger being chopped off and used by somebody else to access your bank account? I mean, they claim that can't happen, but some people may be concerned it could.
All technology can be defeated. And at the end of the day, what this fingerprint reader or the vein scanner is doing is it's checking whether you're who you say you are. And if you are, it sends a signal to the remote computer to say this is a valid person. So if you can put a little box of electronics in between the reader and the computer and have it send a false signal saying, yes, this is a valid person, regardless of what finger they put in. You don't even need to do things like cutting fingers off and making molds. But it's early days for the technology. You know, retina scanners didn't really take off. Fingerprint scanners, apart from in very high secure areas, haven't really taken off. It's interesting that yet again it's the banks trying this. They've obviously got the most to lose. It's very easy to quantify whether it's working or not, because they can tell how much money they've lost to fraud compared to before they had the product. So it's a very good way of testing the technology, and we'll just have to see if it does actually work and if it proves its worth.
And how do you think the banks are doing in general in making online banking more secure as online banking develops? I mean, obviously, in the early days, a lot of people were concerned about using online banking because of the security aspects.
It is still going on. You don't hear an awful lot about it, because one of the ways that banks are counteracting it is simply to say that if your money gets stolen electronically from your online bank, we'll refund you. Therefore, there's no real need to make a fuss about it like there used to be. And they are still losing lots of money to it. These devices aren't cheap. They're going to be tens or hundreds of dollars a time in the early stages. And if the banks are rolling these out to every branch, they've obviously done their research and their homework, and they know that it's financially worthwhile. So you've got to assume that, yes, you know, they are still losing money and they want to do something about it.